A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Daf Hey, Tamura 5A, pagination is 9. We'll start on the facing page, 5 lines up. Amar Abaye, Abaye said. And our discussion over here is regarding a person who did something that he was not supposed to do according to Torah law. And of course, this type of thing falls into two categories. One is something that action is done. He ate non-kosher. He had a relations with a person who's forbidden to him. So that's done deal. It's done. B'metzias, it's done. There is, however, a different category where the question is if it takes legal effect. If I were to buy something I'm not supposed to buy, or sanctify something I'm not supposed to sanctify, would it take effect? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Kol milsa de Amar Rachmana lo savid. Anytime the Torah says, don't do it, im avid mahani. If you did it, it still takes legal effect. Diisal kedaitach lo mahani, because if it wouldn't take legal effect, am I lucky? Why would you get malchus? Must be it's taking legal effect. Rava Amar, Rava says, lo mahani midi. It doesn't take legal effect. Again, if it's in a case where he ate non-kosher, Rava's not discussing that. He ate it. But if it's a question of taking legal effect, Rava holds, you can't go against the Torah. It's not going to take legal effect. He would not be married to that person. That's the simple understanding of what they're arguing about. V'hai de lucky, why does he get malchus? Mishum de over amemra de rachmanahu. He gets malchus not because he accomplished anything legally, but because he did the act which the Torah said don't do. Now, you're up against the Torah, so Rava holds what you're trying to do doesn't take effect, but you still did the action which the Torah forbids. To get into a philosophical dimension, this is the question, for example, Rachmana Litzlan of Mamzer. A married woman lives with another man, not her husband, and a child is produced. So that child is a Mamzer. And the question is, why would Hashem allow in the physical world for such a child to be formed if it's being produced out of a prohibition, out of something that's so serious? So there are obviously a lot of things to sort out on that. But Hashem allows free choice, and the child is formed. And as described in Talmudic literature, it's not his fault. And the child has to deal with those ramifications. But the metzius is going to occur. That's not what we're discussing. What we're discussing is legal effect. If a person tries to do something against the Torah, will it take legal effect? Or do you simply get punished for trying, for doing, for the action? Let's take a look at today's daf. Meisve. Following question is going to be brought to bear regarding this machlokas. Ones shegiresh. A person assaulted a woman, unmarried woman, and now he had to marry her. Pasuk says, Lo siya li'isha, lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. He's not allowed to send her away forever. He has to keep her as a wife. Ones shegiresh. Now, just for those who are surprised, she could reject the marriage. Just because she was assaulted doesn't mean she's bound to this person. But the person who assaulted her is not allowed to just dump her on the street and ignore her. After he assaulted her, he has to take responsibility if indeed she wants that it shouldn't be a one-night stand. It should be a binding relationship. He's obligated to come through on that. Ones shegirish. He divorced her. Im Yisrael hu. If it's a Yisrael who's allowed to take back a divorced woman, machzir ve'ena loke, he takes her back. Now, of course, we wonder whether I'm taking her back in this description on a mitzius level, but legally it had no effect. You can't divorce her. Or, yes, there is legal divorce, but it's in the category of legally nothing really happened because he's going to just have to remarry her. But in any case, that's this statement. Machzer ve'eno loke. If it's a regular Yisrael, not a Kohen, and therefore the Yisrael is allowed to take her back, he takes her back, he does not get Malkus. Ve'i amrit kevin da'avar amemra d'rachmana loki. And if you're going to tell me, merely going against the Torah law should incur Malkus. Hanami lilki. So let him get Malkus also, even though he's going to take her back. Rava holds you get Malkus even if you didn't do anything legally. So over here, you divorced her, you're going to take her back. You should get Malkus to Yufta de Rava. It's a significant question on Rava. And indeed, Rava says, that's not how I hold. Amalach, Rava will respond, Shaini Hasam de Amar Kra kol Yomov. Since the Pasuk says, all of his days, called Yomav Ba'amod V'Hachzir, all of his days he's intended to take her back, and therefore because he's a Yisrael, the mitzvah called Yomav remains. And in Rashi's words, V'Hilkach, therefore, Lo Avar Amemra D'Rachmona. He didn't really violate the Torah law yet, because the Torah is still telling him, marry her. So that's the mitzvah. He's going to marry her. He didn't truly violate the Torah law yet until he doesn't marry her forever. We'll get to that in a moment. Taisus wonders if legally this divorce did not take effect. Taisus is on the third of the smaller lines, top of the page. L'chayev haba'olel m'shemeshes ish. Are you telling me that it really didn't take effect as a divorce? That means the person who was ma'anis her, person who did the assault, married her, then divorced her. Are we saying that that divorce is totally nothing? And if someone were to live with her in the interim, she's not an eshes ish, she's not a married woman? That's wow. Vekoi nami. And quite frankly, the second part of the braisa that says that a kohen cannot take her back, amai loke ve'eno machzir. Why is he getting Malkus and not taking her back? Avalon lameima delochal haget klal. We should say that the get doesn't take effect at all. And the result over here is that we're not saying that it doesn't take any legal effect. But because he has to take her back, it's similar to no legal effect. And therefore, according to Rava, who holds that even when it takes no legal effect, you still get Malkus, the Yisrael should be getting Malkus. There's another dimension over here, which is explored in the Gemara in Malkus, which is called Nitak La'asei, which we've come across. And that is that there's a mitzvah saseh that follows the lav, and that's why there would be no Malkus. As long as there still is a mitzvah aseh that's active. In the words of the Rambam, Naira Besula, first perek, Halacha Zayin, even though it does say by this assault case he can never send her away, there's the statement she shall be as a wife, and it ends off with Kol Yamav as well as part of this discussion. It's linked, it's weakened by the aseh, and you would not get malchus in such a case. Lefikach, therefore, onesh she'avar v'gerish, if this man would divorce her, he's in violation, he's not allowed to do that, but he did, kofenoso lahachzir, we force him to take her back. That's the legal requirement. Ve'in aloke, and he would not get malchus. But mesa girusha so kodem sheyachzireno, if she died before he could take her back, this is waiting for years perhaps before we can finally get him to settle in and observe. Oneskacha la'acher, or she got married to somebody else in the interim because she's not a married woman in between. Osha yekohen she'asa b'gerusha, or it's the case which the Braisa mentioned, a kohen who cannot marry a divorced woman, even his own divorced woman. Reza loke, then indeed he would get malchus. Sharei avar alo sa'asa, because he's in violation. Ve'ina yachal kayim asei sheba, and he's not able to fulfill the positive command anymore. We will have to do another session on this tomorrow to develop this further and see what Abaya and Rava really hold. But this is the starting point, the concept of if the Torah said not to do it, does that take effect and therefore you get malchus? Or doesn't take effect, but you get malchus simply for going through that action. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.